What up, what up,
yo, what's your boy, Payton?
You already know what it is.
You listen to manmind.com.
Dating help for men.
Your host, Steve Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set. I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next day, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. Mic check, check, check. All right. Yo, what's going on? All my dogs out there, shout out to the Meat Pill community. I'm your host, the Dean. Class is in session. Hope everybody's doing good. Got a good show for you guys. The thing about this show that I love the most about this show that separates us from everybody else, gentlemen, is that this show is 100% original. It's 100% authentic, and we make sure that we help you guys out by keeping everything in house. And that's what's so important for us today, to keep everything in house, to help you guys out, to show you guys another way of what game actually is. Also, before we get into this, shout out to the 300 and wait, sorry, it's there. Wait, shit. There. 323. Shout out to those guys out there. Appreciate all you guys out there. Also, guys, as you can see right here beside me, it's our birthday month. Discounts on most all the products. You got to just go to the Man Mindset, do it. You can grab the birthday package, $99, over 30 hours of information. And you get to also hear my mentor if you want to learn some games, a lot of game in that. So if you want to get that, absolutely go get it. If not, I want to say thank you to all the guys out there that take time to go ahead and like, subscribe, and share. Helps the algorithm, and it will help you as well. The game that we have for you guys is always structured. It's always good. But the one thing we always want to do, we want to make sure that we say to all you guys out there, please, gentlemen, go to Walmart. We're the only ones on YouTube that tell you to go to Walmart. Go to Michael's. Go to Hobby Lobby. Go to Target. Go to Amazon. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Nobody else on YouTube tells you that of the game that we're showing you right here. Drive back home, dump the puzzles out, throw the box away and begin the process of doing the one thing that we are here to show you to do that most guys are not here to get you to do, and that is to connect with your mind and communicate with yourself as a man. Also, we all want you guys out there, please, gentlemen, go ahead and if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. We got you covered. If you want to call in, please call in. If you got to text a question, we got you as well. This is a show that is going to show you games. So please, gentlemen, I ask all my MePill community guys out there, please go ahead and get your notes out. We got a lot to talk about today on today's show. Last but not least, again, we are the only ones that teach you about everything, the wine above your bed. We're the only ones that teach you about the colored shower lights. We're the only ones that teach you about the puzzle pieces. We're the only ones that talk about the service dwellers. We are the only ones that create our own stuff. But also, guys, make sure you guys get your lost and found box and make sure you put that inside your house, because it will break a woman when she sees that you have other women. It's a beautiful thing. So today we're going to be talking about something about being fearless today, gentlemen, okay? That's going to be the show we're going to be discussing today, fearless, and it's very important that we talk about and discuss that. And no, that's not fearless. That's not what I want to discuss. I just want to make sure that I show you guys some. You know, I love showing you this. Wait, let me find it. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. Where did it go? Let me say, let me go to all files. Got to pull something up for you guys. I want to show y'all guys what it's like when you have game. What it's like when women actually want you. What it's like when you learn how to communicate with yourself. What it's like when nobody tells you about your scribe but us. Nobody tells you about your marketing team but us. Nobody tells you about your blacksmith but us. Nobody tells you about your studio but us. Nobody tells you about your film room but us. Nobody tells you about your culinary school but us. What is it like, gentlemen, when you guys out here start to learn game and you start to connect all the dots? I want to show you what it's like. If I can find it, where did I put it at, Stephen? Probably put it right here. Let me see if I can find it. And if I can find it, I will post it. I want you guys to see it. Before we get into the show, hold on with your questions for a second. Let me make sure I show you this, because these are great moments that you should live. All you guys should be living this life. And if you're not living this life this way, then there's a lot of problems. Let me download that shit again. Let me see where I downloaded that. Let me save it again. Save as. And it's in PC downloads. Okay, PC downloads. Okay, shit. All right, let's see. PC downloads. Let's get to the downloads. Okay, it was probably, there it is, right in front of my fucking face. All right, guys, here we go. So let me go ahead and show you this, gentlemen. And I want to show you what it's like, guys. It's not to tease you, not to make fun of you guys, but I want to show you why being fearless is so important. Because when you're talking to women and you really have these women the way we're showing you, this is the lifestyle right here, and this is how it's going to be right here. This is how they're going to talk to you guys. And I know for a lot of you guys that you feel like you don't have a chance and all this other stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys, that this is what your life can be like when you learn game. And that's what we want you guys. We want you guys to live this life right here. This is a beautiful life to live when you have game, gentlemen, when you have game. And that's the thing we're here to teach you. Let me get that chat question. I think there's a chat question in here. Let me grab the chat question real quick. I think it was a text question. Tyler, I'll look and check for that, Tyler. Give me a second. He says, Steve, I was texting a girl an hour ago, 15 minutes on Tinder. While we were talking, she says, I will be call you whatever I want. I will call you daddy. And I said, I will let you call me daddy only if you were, what the fuck is this shit, nice to me, because we be talking before, and she will act nice. Okay, then she said, you're lost. And I did say, ha-ha, my loss. Okay, then nice meeting you, and take care. What the fuck is, dude? I'm not even going to answer that shit, dude. I don't even know why you Oh, my God, man. Tyler, listen, Tyler, please, Tyler, don't message me twice, Tyler. I will fucking block you. You know that. Don't fucking message me twice. I said I heard you the first fucking time, Tyler. Do not message me twice. Chill the fuck out. That's when the warrior comes to play right about being fearless. Well, absolutely, that's when the warrior comes in about being fearless. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to break that down, so get crayons out. See, for some of you guys out here that so many of you guys don't understand the depth of game and why game is so important in all of this, everything that we talk about and everything we discuss, because so many of you guys out here are always judging yourself because most of you guys don't believe in yourself. And so many of you guys are assessing your, not your personality, but what you are assessing. You're assessing the perception that you have in your mind, gentlemen. You are looking at the perception in your mind, and you're trying to come up with an answer. And sometimes that answer is going to hold you back and hold you down. And most of you guys, and I want to explain to you guys why it hurts you when you're doing that. That's not the reason why. The reason, number one reason why, gentlemen, is most of you guys out here living in this town called Poor Me. And in this town that you live in, that you don't believe in yourself, that all your perceptions, everything you think about, how you move, and how you think are all based off of this world in which you live in, thrive in, and you believe that this world is actually real, gentlemen. You think the world is actually real. In every situation, gentlemen, that you assess to yourself, every situation that you see for yourself, gentlemen, unfortunately, the way you see the world is through this town or this city, where all you begin to do is you start to judge who you are versus what you can be. Most of you guys don't understand the limitations you set on yourself by always labeling yourself something that you're not. See, the mind will make you think that you are a winner, but truly your behavior show that you're not winning at all based off of the standard. Not your standard, but the standard somebody else upholds for you. It's not one that you hold for yourself. And as you hold on to the standard that you have for yourself and you start to believe that this life is actually what it is, you begin to do things that you don't understand. You become more desperate to achieve sex based off of the fear of the rejection, based off of the fear or the lie of the unrealistic door. You know, gentlemen, we talked about it with Jay-Z said, we talked about it on a show where, and game, there is doors that open up other doors that open up other doors. Even when you're in reaction or you're living in this neighborhood called Poor Me, that there are doors that put you further in depth of not knowing yourself, that will stress you out, that will have you have low self-esteem, that will make you not actually believe in yourself. And one cannot move as a man when one does not understand why he's doing what it is he's doing. Because most of you guys look at yourselves like you can't do it. You look at everything as a hard task. And unfortunately, You don't even look and take blame for things that happen to you. You look out everything else outside of you, and you're always saying that it's everybody else's problem. It's her problem. She's very beautiful. And because she's beautiful, I can't talk to her. And what you don't understand in your mind right now, gentlemen, that because you feel the way that you do, you will always judge and criticize yourself. But what really hurts you the most is when you are thinking this way here, and that I do starts to become an I am, and you start to believe that the outside world is really in control of you. This is why when you start to take on information that shows you how to win, you don't do it, okay? You don't do it at all. And, it's not an imposter syndrome. It's just a lie that you're living, sir. It's just a lie that you're living. That's all it is. It's a lie that you're living. How do you respond to a girl that misses you? Well, set up a date and have her come see you. You got to take initiative. And this is part of the problem, okay? And this is why we got to talk about this first before we solve it, because so many of you guys out here don't understand that there's so much depth in why you're not making it. No one wants to help you out because of you criticizing yourself. And when you criticize yourself and you live in this false world, there are stories that actually are your reality, gentlemen. The stories are your reality. And not only do you accept these stories in, gentlemen, you also acknowledge them as truth. And just because it's your truth doesn't mean it is the truth. And then because it becomes your truth, gentlemen, what happens is you begin to attach a feeling to that truth, an emotional attachment to that truth. And once you attach that emotional thing to that truth, you then not only judge that truth, you also judge the experience. And then versus you not doing anything, the feedback you get helps the fear grow. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. It helps the fear grow. I want y'all to think about this. It helps the fear inside of you grow that much more, where then your mind shifts to the second reaction door of fear and failure, where you consistently look at, you're consistent looking at your past and always saying to yourself that you're a failure, because you begin to allow yourself to take on the emotions of the lies. You accept them as your truth, and they become so important to you, they become what you will see as an experience that then goes back and connects to the perception, connects to the reality, that then creates a false, fake fortune teller. A false, fake fortune teller, gentlemen, is somebody that has this mindset that I'm talking about that can automatically predict failure. Rather than trying or making a move to put your bid in, this individual, because of his perception, because of his reality, will always say, I always fail before I even try. They will always approach every situation with a woman as an automatic fail into a future that they have never even had and never even created. And this is what hurts so many of these guys. This is what hurts so many of the guys out here, okay? And when that begins to happen to you guys out here, you don't grow. And you keep building and stacking the fear to a point where you're so deep in the lie and so deep into the fear and so deep into hurting and harming yourself, you feel that in order to be accepted, in order to be loved, in order to be understood, I've got to please women. I've got to please people. Rather than learning from yourself, you seek validation in women to define who you are. You seek love from somebody else outside of you. You seek the love of your mother or your father because you don't want to lose that love, so you do everything to keep that love. You meet a woman, and because you want to be loved by that woman so much, you seek out her love, and people don't understand how this hurts you because what your mind is doing is it is beginning to isolate you from yourself. Rather than going back into your mind and solving these things, that because the pain is so great inside of your mind, because the pain you can't take is so great, gentlemen, most of you guys, or the fear is so great, you want to run away from that. Thank you, 83 likes. Thank you, 83 likes. You want to run away from that fear, gentlemen. Steve, how do you position myself to get a different certain benefits with a woman? I heard that, and you tell her, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You've already lost. You can't do it. And why do I say you can't do it? Is because listen to what you're saying. Listen to your language. You've already got a defeated language. You can't do it. Because as a man, I don't position myself to get any fucking benefits from a woman. Because I am the fucking benefit. So why the fuck would I want to be a benefit to a woman? But see, this is where you fail. Because you worship women so much, you think that they're the benefit. So you want to position yourself to be a bitch. Sorry, man, you failed. You don't have any game. What a shame. What a shame somebody hates himself so much that he will run and he will try to fit himself in to a woman. What a shame. Sad. Sad that people think this way. But once you feel the fear, because once the fear comes in, gentlemen, this is why y'all are losing. Because a lot of y'all guys are out of your houses for the first time. A lot of you guys have been out of your house a lot of times. But because you have attached a false reality and a false perception to your fear, what you begin to do is you begin to isolate yourself from yourself. You begin to run away from that feeling because you hate feeling that. You see a woman, you have that feeling. And that feeling is, it feels so fucking real that it freezes you. It feels so real that it makes you feel like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I can't win. But what your mind knows and how your mind is defeating you right now is that look at your focus. Your focus is on poor me. I'm too short, too ugly, too broke, too fat. I got marks on my fucking face and my back. I live with my mom. I don't have a good job. Oh, I don't have a nice car. I don't have nice clothes. But what is the one thing you're not doing that you should be doing? You're not learning. All you're learning is how to be boring. You're not learning how to be exciting. You're not learning new things about yourself and new things about the world and new things that can bring you. You see, I've always wanted to learn new things about myself because I want to be exciting. I want to make sure my marketing team packages me right by me learning me. Yes, guys, I am the guy that plays video games. I am a big kid. I am the guy that watches sci-fi and plays role-playing games, shooter games, and all that other stuff. I am a geeky motherfucker. Yes, and I have no problem with that, but that's what makes me me. But that's just one part of me. But where I get excited is because I get the opportunity every day to knock down new trees and new forests in my mind to expand who I am, and that's where the beauty of me comes, okay? That's where the beauty comes in at, because I am able to learn me, and I'm able to create an excitement that when a woman is lucky enough to be around me, she can experience what it's like to be with me. And that's the beautiful thing. Because as I learn me, and as I grow me, and as I make me the best fucking me that I can make me, I'm always learning. I'm never comparing myself to other people. I isolate myself to myself in my mind, but let the world in when they're worthy. I am never trying to please anybody. And I don't predict failure. I predict conquering. I criticize myself because I want to be hard on myself, very critical of myself. Every move I make, every word that comes out of my mouth must be clear and concise, and it must lead to where I wanted to go. Because if it doesn't lead where I needed to go, then I fucked up. Because I don't waste words. I might say a few things that might not have meaning right now, but goddamn it, they will come around and bounce back around later on, because that's how I position and that's how I set things up. That's how we do things. You see what I'm saying, guys? And that's what I'm saying to you guys out here. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? Because I got you covered. Because I don't, listen, guys, I don't want you to feel that you ain't got a shot. I don't want you to feel that you ain't got a chance. I'll give you an example, man. Well, first off, sir, your biggest problem is there's no such thing as cold approaching. You're in the wrong room. Only bitches talk that PUA shit. You're in the wrong room, sir. You can stay in, but we don't fucking cold approach. Bitches do that shit. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, you know, my youngest son is in college, and he did some thing with the college today, because he's going to college in the next week or so. And because of his personality, what he noticed was all the girls were really, there were a lot of girls there that were really confined because they were nervous to make any moves. And what my son did, because he's got personality, is he made some of these women feel calm and cool and relaxed, and they like that kind of shit. And see, that's what game is, and that's how game works. Okay? And see, when you can do it the way we're showing you, you're going to win. Guys, you want to call in? The number is 563-999-3056. If you got a question, we got you. We're gonna break this down. But I wanted to make sure I talk to you guys to understand these things, okay? Because, gentlemen, when you can connect to yourself, when you can actually look in that fucking mirror every goddamn day and say to yourself, you might be a short motherfucker. You might be a fat motherfucker. You might be a tall motherfucker. You might be a skinny motherfucker. You might be a poor motherfucker. You might be a broke motherfucker. You might be a motherfucker that ain't got no goddamn car. You might be a motherfucker that ain't got no goddamn cars. Whatever motherfucker you are, doesn't matter, motherfucker, because you are one bad motherfucker. And I believe in you. And I promise, when you say that to yourself in the mirror, I promise, it's weird. that person in the mirror that loves you more than anything else in the world will look back at you and tell you the same thing. And he will tell you to get your ass out there and get it, because we are always aware of who we are. And we have, and we can harness ability not to even control emotion, because emotion has no say-so in our lives. We control our board. We harness into what we create, how we move, and how we think. We have an introspective of a process here in our mental gym, that there is nothing to fear except the motherfucker you're going to be tomorrow. If there's one motherfucker that you should fear, if there's one motherfucker you should be scared of, is there one motherfucker that you should be worried about, gentlemen? It's that motherfucker you're going to become tomorrow. Because goddamn it, ladies, y'all better be careful. Because that motherfucker, you better be glad you got me today. Because that motherfucker you see tomorrow is going to blow your motherfucking mind. That's what I'm fearful of. I am fearful of me tomorrow because I don't know that. I don't know that guy, but I know that guy's a bad motherfucker. Holy shit, and you're in trouble. So you better be satisfied with who I am today, because the motherfucker you meet tomorrow's standards are going to be that much higher. He's going to demand that much more of you. And if you cannot reach that shit, he's going to dismiss you and find somebody else. That's the feeling that I'm saying to you guys, that this is what game is about. Giving me the, I give myself enough rope to be an alien. Listen, nobody's saying this. Listen what I'm saying. I know y'all missed it. I give myself enough wiggle room to be an alien, guys. Nobody's ever told you that. We're telling you here. Nobody on YouTube is telling you that. I give myself enough time to be an alien. But what does that mean, guys? What does that mean by giving myself enough time to be an alien? That means I give myself enough time to understand me, to give me more wiggle room, to have an understanding that, you know what? There's going to be things that's going to knock, that's going to slow me down on my journey. That's not going to be, I'm not going to win every time. I'm not going to win every battle. I'm not going to win every war. I'm going to get rejected. I'm going to get turned down. But the wiggle rule that I give myself is I give myself enough wiggle room to be the alien, because I am the only one of my kind, gentlemen. And what I do is I learn from everything. So the next time I go up to bat, the next time I get under center, or the next time I get hold of that motherfucking ball, I will know what to do better next time than just sit there and suffer. To all my Me Pill community guys out there, all my Me Pill community guys out there, I say to all you guys out there, this is what game is all about. And once you can get game, this is what happens to you guys out there. Because the thing is that as my own alien, the one thing I have to be over anything, even over my name, even over my bloodline, even over my kingdom, I have to be comfortable in my own skin. It's the only skin I got. This is my skin. And if I can't feel comfortable in my fucking skin, then how is she going to feel comfortable around me? Now, I can't really pull my skin, but I've got to be comfortable in it, because it's the only skin I've got. And it's the only skin I'm proud of. It's the only skin I want. And that's why I've got to be comfortable in it. I know what this skin stands for. I know what this skin is. I know what this skin defends. And I know what this skin expresses itself. So I got to be comfortable in this. It's mine. It's just me. I can pull on it It kind of hurts when you pull on it, but it's all mine. It is all mine, and it makes me me. And I got to be comfortable in it to a point where I can understand that I will get rejected, but there is no rejection, but y'all know what I'm saying. She will turn me down. Who gives a fuck? She can say she has a boyfriend. She can say she has somebody else. But I got to be comfortable in this because this is all I've got. This is mine. This is for me. It's my skin. You got to be comfortable in your own skin, gentlemen. And that's very important in this game, okay? Z, I told you the example of I am. I am is your mind. I do is everything outside of yourself. How do you get rid of these thoughts about the past you put in fear? Well, you choose to go into the past. You can't get rid of something that you choose. Everything you do is a choice. Steve, I feel like shit. I don't talk to a cute girl at the register because I had a headache. How did I fail? Well, you choose, dude, how can you even ask me that dumbass question, dude? Come on, man. Stop that. Thank you, Unique. I mean, God damn it. Thank you, Unique. I appreciate that. Don't ask any dumb questions. Line's over if y'all want to call in. But as I'm saying, I'm good in what I am. But also, I love my sailor. You see, even though I have land in my mind, I set my explorers out. So y'all don't even know about them, but y'all learn. We'll talk more about them in the book. But I set my explorers out. I got explorers that are going to go to the land and check out the land part of my mind. And I got explorers that will get on a boat in my mind and keep floating as far as they fucking can to discover new lands that I can conquer in my mind. Because I am a believer of learning skills every day. Because the more I make it about me, and the more I make the skills mine, and the more I do things for myself, how can I fear anything when I meet a woman, she's not even on my level. She's not even on my level of thinking, so how can I fear her? How can I fear her if she's not on my level of thinking, guys? And what I'm saying to all you guys out here, this is what game is all about, is asking you the question. Even in Django Unchained, they showed you, show me, God, tell me. Guys, tell me. Matter of fact, I don't even know, we might do a show on this. Maybe we do a show on this or I'll do a video on this. But let me ask you a question, guys. Where's your North Star? Where is your North Star? Where's that thing that guides you the right way? Where is your North Star, gentlemen, that will help you live the way you want to live? That is going to be a reference point in moving in the fucking right direction versus going in the past. Where is your North Star at, gentlemen? I'm asking you guys. Because just like your compass, your North Star and your mindset are the things that are going to keep you in tune. They're going to keep you in check. And they're going to force you to only go in one direction, gentlemen, instead of the directions that y'all are going into. And that's why I think a lot of you guys go wrong. Where is your North Star at, gentlemen? Most of you guys don't even realize you don't even have one, okay? And that's it, man. And this is what game is all about. And this is what we have for you guys. 112 likes, guys. Y'all want to call in. Y'all have the number. If you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered, and we continue. But I asked you guys that question. Where is it? Where's your North Star? Most of you guys don't even have a North Star. But what I do so much for myself to be able to be fearless is that because of my North Star, I don't have to succumb to a lying me where all you guys are constantly lying to yourself, lying to yourself thinking you have game, lying to yourself that you think you're a ladies man, lying to yourself that you think you about shit, knowing that you ain't about anything, because most of you guys lie to yourself and you live a fake, false life. But see, I don't deal with fear because I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck that is. But one thing I can tell you about me is I always take opportunities. There is not one opportunity out there I do not take. I love the opportunity. I love living in the moment. Let me bring in 216 real quick. 216, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question, sir?
I was the guy that I did tell you about the girl, like I was texting on Tinder.
What's your question, man?
And my question is, like, I was good texting the girl, like we were vibing, and suddenly, she said, we were talking, like she said, like, she said, I will call you whatever, I will call you daddy, and I said, like, you'll call me daddy whenever you show me that you're, like, talking to me, like, acting nice to me. So she said, you lose or something like that. And I said, okay, so you remember what I said, though. Hello?
So what the fuck is your question?
My question is, like I think that I could do better, like, at texting. So I know what, when I lose.
Do you listen to yourself? Do you see why you're, why are you fucking lying in that text? I just talked about the lying syndrome. And you, why are you lying, dog? Why are you trying to talk like you have game? Listen to how you, I told her that you came to be my daddy. You don't even believe what the fuck you even typed. You don't even believe what the fuck you typed. So why are you lying? Why are you lying to yourself and trying to be something that you're not?
Sir, like, if I didn't, like, speak fluently because my language is not
English,
so that's
why. It's not about language. It's about what you're saying. You're lying. Let me tell you why you're lying. Because,
okay.
All right, what comes after three? What number comes after three?
Four.
What number comes after 11?
12.
So that means, you know, when you get to number 11, you know the next number is 12 because you know your numbers. You wrote this bullshit down not knowing what to do next. So that means you were not being real. Because where the fuck are you leading her by what you're saying, sir? Tell me.
Okay, I was showing her, like, to
showing
text me,
what?
Like, do you know who the fuck she talking to, like?
You ain't about that life, dog, because you don't know what to do next. Listen to me, sir. Do you not understand you're not about that life? Because if you were, would you be calling me to ask me this question? Yes or no?
Yes. So, like, I didn't know, like, where did I go? Like, what's my point of what I was saying, like?
Okay. What was your point?
Yes, exactly. That's my...
If you don't know your point, then why are you... Okay. Why are you saying this shit if you don't even know why you're even saying it? So that means you're not even saying it. That means you're making this shit up.
Okay. Clear.
No, okay. Do you? So why are you? Why did you say what you said?
I said what I said. So she. Okay. So, like, not.
So see, what?
She
what did you
had
say?
To
why
deserve.
Did you say what you said?
Okay, she had to deserve to tell me, like, to call me daddy. Like, not every girl call me daddy. That's what.
Dog. Not every girl calls you daddy. She's flirting with your fucking ass. But you missed that mark. So here's a woman.
I know, but like,
here's a woman that's flirting with you, and you're telling her to stop flirting with you. Do you not know that? You have someone that's flirting with you, and you just told her, stop flirting with me. And you don't even see that shit. That's why she said it's your loss.
Okay, like if I was you, like what was your reply to that?
I'm not going to reply to you, sir, because you're fucking lying. You don't know what this, brother, listen to what I'm saying. You're playing a bad game of fucking tic-tac-toe. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know why you're saying it. You missed the mark when she was playing with you and flirting with you. You shut that down, and now you're asking me what to say to you? You don't know what the fuck to do, dog. Do you not get that?
Okay, that's clear.
So if I gave you the answer to get you to point B, then guess who you'll be calling for the answer for point C? And guess you'll be asking the question for the answer for the question of point D. Who do you think you'll keep asking for help because you don't know what the fuck you're doing? I give
right.
you answer to point B, you'll come right back and say, oh shit, now what do I do? Because you want me to tell you how to fucking think. And this is not what this show's about.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was like a good advice. Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let me continue. Jeez. And I'm not being mean, dog. Y'all, this is what I'm saying, man. All you got, the majority of you guys, live this fake life and you try to steal and nitpick game. You try to say things that you know it work. And then when it works, you don't even want to know what to do next. And the only reason I'm so good at this is because I change my realities. I scrap who I am yesterday. I scrapped that motherfucker to be what you see today. And I'm going to scrap me today, tomorrow. But you guys can't even, you guys cannot lead women anywhere. Everything you, what the fuck is this guy's question? What the fuck is your, listen, call into the show or I will block you. If it's that, let me pause real quick. If what you have is that fucking important, call into the fucking show. And if you ain't going to do that, then I'm going to bypass you because it's not important enough to you. If it's important enough to you, you'll call into the show, period. If you're actually suffering, call into the show. Because if anybody's going to light a fire under your ass, I'm going to do it. So I'm not going to answer your question until you call into the show. Because then that will show me that you actually want help. Let me continue. Jesus Christ. Talking about all this hurt shit. He don't even call into the fucking show. Motherfucker don't want no answers. Anyway, like I was saying before, everything I do, and why I'm trying to show you guys, everything you guys do, you got to be able to lead her somewhere. Where are you guys leading yourselves? I keep telling you, I'm the only one. I'm the only guy telling you. Motherfucker, you can call in. Don't lie. Then type it. What's wrong with you, man? Type your question to put a Q. Jesus Christ. Whew. Anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is this. This is why I tell you to watch 1,000 words so you can understand that everything you say and everything you do, this is what's going to kill the fear. Hold on, let me grab this call. 713, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
What's your question, sir?
My question is, how do I come into a coaching call and really have a direction for what I'm trying to do? Because I'm quite honestly lost, and I want to...
Lost with what, sir?
I want
you,
to
I don't, what are you, lost with what, sir?
Lost in life in general.
How are you lost in life? Tell me what you're lost in life about, sir.
Well, I'm 19. I have self-confidence issues.
All right. So
mental stuff, all of that.
Wait, you're 19. You have self-confidence issues. What is
yes.
the self-confidence in? Are you working?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what's the problem? Like self-confidence in what? Be more specific, please.
Interacting with people in social situations, expressing myself in areas. I work in sales, which is quite ironic.
Then you should get the fuck out of sales. Why are you working sales?
No, that's
if you
the reason why I got into sales, to better myself.
No, my God, then you've already fucking failed. You've already failed. Well, I'm elaborating because you're buying into an I do to fix an I am. You think, okay, that's like me saying, I'm going to go to the store and buy a board game called Operation to become a surgeon. And if I learned, have you ever heard of that game? Have you ever heard of the game called Operation? Hold on for all you guys out there. I know I'm old. Hold on, guys. Wait a second, caller. I need to show them what the fuck I'm talking about because they're probably looking at my dumbass. They're probably looking at my, hold on. Hold on a second, sir. They're probably looking at my dumbass. What the fuck I'm talking about? I got to show them.
Let's do a little beeping game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I got to show them what I'm talking about because they're like, Steve, what the fuck are you talking? What the fuck is Steve talking about? What the fuck is Operation? So I gotta. Let me go ahead and grab it and show everybody. Give me a second, guys. Oh, let me find a good one. Let me see if I can find this shit. All right, so let me show y'all guys. Let me say this shit. But you see where you are. You see where you already failed, sir.
Yeah.
You're saying that you wanna get better at people, but you got a sales job that you've already defeated.
Yeah.
You've already lost. What is a sales job got to do with anything? That's not gonna help you get.
The thought process behind it.
No, but think about who's controlling your thought process. It is your mind.
Me, I should be in control of it, but I'm letting other people dictate what
well,
I should do
no,
with my life.
It's not other people. It's your mind dictating it. Your mind. That's like my mind. Hold on, guys. This is what it looks like. When I was young, there was a game called Operation. And when you're a little kid, what you do is you take these little stencils or something, and you got to pick pieces out of the body without touching the sides of the square or the shape, and it'll buzz. His nose will buzz. So do you see what I'm saying, caller? That means that in your world, that's me saying that I just need to go to Walmart and buy this board game called Operation to learn how to do open heart surgery. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, but also because even it's an entry level job, but I still make a
it
decent amount.
It doesn't matter because you're doing it for the wrong reason. It doesn't matter. So okay, let wait, peep game. So if I bought Operation and I brought it home and I started playing with it, am I a medical doctor?
You're just a dude
doctor?
Playing the game.
Yeah, right. So what the fuck? The board game is not going to help me because my mind is trying to find an easy fix. Your mind is giving you an easy fix and a lie, making you think that if you go to a sales thing to sell yourself to complete strangers, that you're going to learn confidence or something. You're doing an I do. You're not doing an I am, buddy. You're not
yeah,
working
that makes
inside
sense.
Of yourself.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that's why you're struggling because your mind told you to go to the sales thing. And that's what a lot of people do. They let the mind try to find an easy way out. And then because the easy way out keeps you still in your prison, You're okay. You're in your jail, but you get to leave the jail to walk the yard that's surrounded by another wall. You see what I'm saying? You have your freedom, but you're still a prisoner. So you going to this job is your prison. It's still your prison, buddy.
So what the correct way to do is not try to get a sales job, to put myself out there and, you know, and actually interact with people and make myself.
Because you're interacting with the people first. That's the problem.
Not myself.
You're not interacting with yourself because you don't know yourself. If you had known yourself, don't you think, okay, listen, if you can stand in a crowd of a, you watch football? You watch sports?
Yeah, I watch football.
Who's your favorite football team?
The Seahawks.
Okay. So let's say you could go in the middle on the 50-yard line of Seattle Stadium, right?
Yeah.
And it could be a sellout crowd. And they could put a microphone right in front of your fucking face, and you count to 10, and you wouldn't even give a fuck.
Oh,
you know,
no,
know
I
why?
Would count to 10.
Right, but that's my point I'm trying to make, because that's at your core. Because you believe in 10 so much, you can do it. You can say it in front of a crowd and not care what the crowd is going to think because you are confident in the numbers that you're saying. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know myself so well and I know my core so much that it's not something that I have to think about or even react to.
Right,
it's just there.
You just do it because you're talking to you. So when you get on that field, and the crowd is making all that noise, you're like, so fucking what? All right, one, two, three, four, and you can say to 10 and walk the fuck off.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It definitely, it makes sense.
All right, so you have any other questions? You good?
In terms of a coaching call, that was my original question. How would I
in
even approach that?
In terms of coaching call, just go to the Man Mindset and send me an email. Dog, come on, dog. How old are you, man? How old are you?
I don't want to waste your time because I don't
you're
want to
You're not wasting my time. Okay, listen. How are you wasting my time asking a question about coaching? You're not wasting my time.
When I get on the coaching call.
What are you talking about when you get on a coaching call? What are you talking about? You haven't even set one up to get on one, so what are you talking about?
My intention after asking you the question on the live stream, I was going to set up a time and try to do it today or later or tomorrow.
Set up the time and get at me, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, appreciate you, sir. Thank you. Hold on, 213. Let me answer this question. Look, man, look. Gaines, this ain't for you, man. Just accept you a bitch. And accept that you the bitch in a relationship and just suck that shit up. You ain't ready to be a man. Next question. Eric Code 213. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? This your boy, Bernie. Yeah,
hi.
Hello?
Yeah, I can help you, sir.
So what's up, man? Let's go to my guy right now who called in about getting a sales job so he could deal with all that bullshit, bro. So I just want to let that guy more in specifically know I did sales since I was a kid, bro. I talk about 8 years old. I used to get out of these streets fed up because people were telling me no all day, and I wasn't communicating myself that it didn't even fucking matter. Exactly everything you're saying. I didn't know
right,
that until 10 years later in my life.
That's cool, but what's your question, though? What's your question for you?
Yeah, I actually do got a question. I got my baby mama right now tripping on me, and I really don't care, but, you know, she's over here crying
stop.
At night. And
your baby mama ain't tripping. Stop. Then that's a lie. Your baby mama ain't tripping on you, dog. Why are you lying? Your baby mama ain't tripping.
She like crying herself to sleep all night.
Can you shut the fuck up and listen, please? Can you please shut the fuck up and listen? Your baby mama is not tripping on you because you weak as fuck. You're letting her just trip on you, dog. You've trained her to trip on you. She's not tripping on you because you ain't got no backbone, no balls, and no fucking mindset. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to you. So why are you lying to me? She's not tripping on you. Your weak ass has trained her to trip on you. So what is your question?
Shit, you just brought some clarity to me, man. You good. honestly brought some clarity, man. Good luck. Appreciate you.
All right. Peace, man. All right. I don't know why y'all keep blaming women for every fucking thing in y'all life. I don't know why y'all keep blaming women for everything in y'all life, man. This shit doesn't make any sense to me. All y'all want to do is blame everybody for everything that's going wrong in your life. I need you guys to take responsibility. Let me continue. Guys, it's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, y'all have a question, put a cue up there. We got you covered. We chop it up. There are no dumb questions. Go ahead and ask. But I'm asking you these questions to get y'all guys to see game, to understand the beauty of being a man and being able to handle whatever comes your way. There's nothing that you cannot handle in life. But in order to understand fear, is there's got to be some things that you guys have got to do that you guys are not doing. Most of, if not all of you, you cling to the lie that's attached to the fear. And it's easier to blame the woman for everything that's going wrong in your fucking life. It's your life. So how can she be a problem in your life? How can she be a problem in your life? Let me put my music back on. Sorry. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Let me go ahead and put my music back on while I'm chopping it up. There we go. I want y'all to think about that for a second. This is why you can't move on. Where are you building your foundation? You guys are always going to have fear as long as you put everything that you fucking worship in front of you. Put you first. Isn't it amazing when you were a little kid, you put your fucking bowl of cereal before women, put your fucking cartoons before women, you put all your little fucking toys before women? What happened? What happened? Really? Really? Get your crayons out. The biggest lie that you tell yourself, because this is why you don't grow. This is why you always have fear. The biggest lie that you say to the world and to yourself is the lies that you say to the person in the window. The only way to overcome whatever it is that you are fucking being chained down to is what? Doing the one thing you cannot do. And that is admit that the fucking problem is you. It's not the woman. The problem will never be made. Look. I wish there was a world where we could blame women for shit. But the number one thing you have got to do to be able to come to grips with yourself is to admit to your fucking self, not to me, not your mom, not to women, and not to the goddamn squirrel running across your goddamn lawn. You got to admit it to yourself. You've got to face the fucking fear. How can you face it when you're too busy running away from it? You got to look at it in its fucking eyes, and you've got to admit that you don't have game, you have fears, and you actually need help. 856, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
I was going to say, how you doing, OG? What's up, what you got going on? And I have a question. I see your show, part of your show on TikTok, and about the 100-piece puzzle that's making.
And yes, sir.
I brought the puzzle. I brought the puzzle. I'm doing it. And I enjoy the part of the mental game where we got to fix things and figure out yourself. Is that the lesson
yes,
I'm supposed to be learning from it? Is that the lesson I'm supposed to be learning from it type of thing? Or is it like a deeper meaning?
No, I can't tell you. I can't tell you what you're going to learn. You got to learn yourself. When you learn it, you understand it. You got to learn it. I can't. If I tell you, then I defeats the purpose. Then right.
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you about the puzzle pieces. The only few hints I can give you, is that it helps you communicate with yourself. It gives you patience and discipline. But that's just that's the tip of the iceberg. But until you can start to truly communicate with yourself, you got to keep on doing the puzzles over. And that means if you tell yourself that I'm going to talk to a woman, anytime I see a woman, I'm going to talk to her, and you see a woman and you don't talk to her, then you better get back and do those fucking puzzles over. Because if you cannot talk to yourself, then you got to keep doing those puzzles. And if you see a woman and all you're thinking about is sex, you better get back and do those puzzles, because those puzzles teach you time and patience and discipline. So if you see a woman and you don't talk to, do to keep doing the puzzles. If you see a woman and all you want to do is smash, you better go do those puzzles. Because that is the number one reason. I'm sorry?
I've never been in a position where I've been, have feels like I had to go up and talk to a girl.
You need to talk up. Wait. Speak up, sir. Speak up. What is it?
I said, I've never been in that position where I was in that thought of, should I talk to a girl or not? I'd be going through life, and girls come up to me saying interested, and I can give out a chance and stuff like that. But I've never been on that side of the game. Type of thing.
I don't understand. What side are you talking about? You're saying you never had a problem talking to women?
No, I never been in a situation like, should I go up and talk to her type of thing. Anytime I've been in that position, they always come up to me. So I never experienced that side.
Then you're cheating the game. You don't even see how you're cheating the game, dude. You don't even see how you fail, right? Listen, let me tell you, you know why you fail? Because your weak ass is playing safe. You're playing safe, dog. You're waiting for the world to happen. No, listen to me. I'm taking what the fuck you said, dog. I let you say it. You're sitting on your fucking lazy ass, and you see women, and you're waiting for the fucking women to talk to you. And because you ain't got no game and no fucking backbone, you don't go after anything you want.
Speak
the fuck up so they can hear you. Will you get out of the bathroom or something and speak the fuck up so we can hear you? What the fuck? I can't even understand what you're saying.
Hold on, I'm on my AirPod. That's how I
get. Yeah, get out that damn AirPod, please. Shout out to those that's in the day. Chat. Shout out, guys.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What do you say? You just said that you don't have a problem because the women come up to you, right?
I said I've never been in a situation where it became a problem. When I'm going through life, I don't really search. I see women attractive, but I don't find them attractive enough for me. I want to go up and talk to them type of thing. But females that come up to me, the ones that I'm attracted to or not attracted to, the ones I'm looking at or not looking at, it's just they come up. And at that moment, I just give them a chance because I don't really go off based off how they look or anything like that.
What is your question, dog? I feel like you're full of shit right here, dog. What is your question? What is your question, dog?
Well, you already answered my question, but you brought up a part of it.
Let me get it straight. So when you go to McDonald's, you just stand in fucking line, and the cashier says, oh my God, I think he wants a number two. Can we get him a number two with fucking, wait, we look at him again. He wants supersize in a fucking Sprite. That's how you fucking talking. It's crazy to me. So well, you're telling me you don't like. So you're telling me you've never seen a woman that you say I want to get at.
I said she's nice, but I don't know enough for me.
I don't
but,
give
yeah,
a
I
fuck
get
what you thinking. I say, have you ever? You see, you don't even walk up to women, dog. That's what I'm saying. You bullshitting. You're waiting for life to happen. Listen to what you're saying, sir. I sit here and the women come up to me. What kind of cowardly shit is that? What kind of cowardly shit is that? Motherfucker about going after what the fuck? Oh, my God, dog. Listen. Do you like women?
Yeah.
So you're telling me, and how old are you, sir? How old are you?
21.
So you're telling me in the 21 fucking years on this planet, you have never seen a woman, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go put my bid in. In your 21 years, you never seen any woman that you want to talk to.
I do, but I don't feel as though at that time,
because your red pill ass is waiting for a choosing signal. I know what you're doing. You're waiting for choosing. Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool? Let me ask you a question. Do you think I'm a dumbass? Do you think I'm a stupid motherfucker? Do you not think I don't know what the fuck you are, dog? You're a motherfucker waiting for choosing signals, man. You're on some red pill shit.
You just said
you let the women come up to you. Did you not say that? You said you don't go up to
them.
I'm done. I'm done. Bye, man. I don't want to hear your fucking lying ass. Get the fuck off my thing, dog. Just stay your ass off, man. God damn it. You see what I'm saying, dog? Y'all see what I'm saying? How he lying? Yeah, man. Say, dog. No, you don't got to play the voice in this shit. Say, dog. Wait, let me do that shit. Sorry, my bad. Here you go.
Say, dog. Yeah, man. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, man. I'm so smooth, I don't even talk to them, man. Shit, goddamn, girl. I don't do anything, man. I just go outside. Like, yeah, come on over here, girl. Yeah, what's up, girl? Oh, you want to talk to me, too? Oh, you want to talk to me, too? And you want to talk to me? Shit, I'm just a bad motherfucker. Come on, girl. Come holler at me.
Y'all see that shit I'm talking about? That's what's wrong with... Y'all see the problem with y'all guys? Y'all see the problem, y'all guys? Y'all sit and fucking lie. I don't have the line. That's Licario shit, man. That's Licario shit. It doesn't make any sense why you look for fucking choosing signals. That's red pill. Show me a line that just lays in the Serengeti. Opens his mouth and his ears like, oh, it's my time to jump in. Man, that's a lie, man. Come on, y'all call in. I got you. We can't have nobody lying like that. Come on, man. Let me get back to what I was talking about. Gentlemen, as I said before, you got to start facing the fear in order to become fearless. I know a lot of you guys are worried and scared and run away from. But what you got to understand what you're doing is you are constantly filling your mind up with the wrong information. How can you combat something you're running away from? The only way you can combat it is stare it in the face. But what is the fear? For so many of you guys out there, the fear is women, and that doesn't make any sense. How in the fuck? I would rather you guys fear a squirrel. But then there lies the question. You don't fear bugs. You don't fear bees. You don't fear cats. You don't fear trees. You don't fear leaves. I sound like a Cat in the Hat fucking commercial or something. You don't fear leaves outside. You don't fear the grass. You don't fear rain. You don't fear snow. You don't fear when it gets hot. And you don't fear when it gets cold. So how the fuck? You don't even fear getting into a car and driving that car around other cars that are, what, 1,000 pounds? Like, just heavy, big pieces of aluminum all around you. You don't fear any of that shit. So how can you fear women? What is that about? And what it's about is you guys don't even investigate why you fear what you fear. How can you be fearless if you don't even know where the fucking fear comes from? If you know where the fear comes from, then why don't you send your goddamn warrior and your tanks and your battleship and your goddamn jet and fuck that motherfucker up? How do you rehearse kissing mouthpiece if you have no experience? Then get the products where you'll learn kissing 101. I'll show you how to do that shit. Guys, the lines are open. 563-999-3056. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. But gentlemen, as I say to y'all guys, man, where is your detective? And where is the words that you write on your notebook telling yourself, what is the thing that generates the fear? Don't tell me, because you're going to lie to me, because y'all going to act like y'all ain't got no fear. You need to write that shit down. And you know it's a woman, because everything you say and everything y'all guys do has a one common denominator, and it's a goddamn woman, which shows why you don't have any game. You fear a woman, and you don't even know why you fear the woman, but you fear her. But you got to understand, what is it about her that's so damn scary? Guys, listen. No, B, let me tell you something. All right, B, let me show you something. B, let me show you something. B, you understand kissing 101. B, again, there is the way y'all think y'all know. Y'all don't know how to kiss. B, listen to me, bro. I see what you're saying. Thank you, 153 likes. Let me say this to you, B. Everything is a skill. How you talk is a skill. How you turn her on is a skill. How you make her smile is a skill. How you make her laugh is a skill. How you turn her on is a skill. How you kiss her is a skill. How you make out is a skill. How you eat pussy is a skill. How you fuck is a skill. How you do, what you do afterwards, everything. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, that's why we do what no one else is doing. And remember, guys, y'all get the kissing 101 real cheap. It's a discount. Y'all get it. All you guys who can't kiss, go to the Man Mindset, get the kissing 101, and you'll see kissing is a skill. When you see how I show you how to do it, I show you how to kiss. I show you how to eat pussy. I show you how to fuck. I show you everything, because everything is a skill, my brother. Everything is a skill, okay? Dog, please stop with that cupcake-ass shit. You're not trapped. How old are you, man? If you're 15, get the fuck off the station. Everything is a skill. Every word. Let me bring in 470. Every word. 470, what's going on, man? I can help you, sir. Or, can you turn it down? Turn it down. 470, you there, buddy? 470 going once. 470 going twice. All right, we'll see you later, 470. Call back when you're ready, man. Come on. Turn that back. Let's continue. And gentlemen, as I was saying before, gentlemen, let me tell you how I got my ass whipped. Yeah, I don't talk much about this in the book when it comes out, but I do mention my second father was a very abusive man, but he was very like conquering, right? So I got my ass whipped for kissing a girl. I remember I kissed Emily and I got my ass whipped. I got caught with a chick named Davina in the bushes. Got my ass whipped for that. I was always getting my ass whipped. One day, because I was a big class clown, one day I started eating a bunch of fruits and shit like that, and man, I got my ass whipped. Guys, I say this to all you guys out here, okay? There is nothing, listen to me, guys, listen to me. The biggest thing that you could kill fear, I'm going to tell you, hold on, let me see if I got the biggest thing, hold on a second. She asked, what's my biggest weakness? No, wait, no, I'll tell you, listen, big dog, I like what you're saying, but let me tell you, dog, I'm serious. Everything, I keep telling y'all guys, everything that you return back to a woman should put you in a position of power. I have women ask me that because they're like, damn, you so about this motherfucking life. Do you have any chinks in your armor? Do you have any weaknesses? Do you have anything that slow you down? And I'm like, yes, I do. I have a big problem. I've got a major problem that is going to haunt me the rest of my life. Once I unlocked me, this problem follows me around wherever, right? 1-2-1-2, yes. This problem follows me around everywhere I go. I sit in my mind and try to do some therapy in my mind. I try affirmations to try to get over this. I look at motivation videos, do everything I try. It just doesn't matter because it just doesn't work. And this will always be what I may consider my weakness, my chink in the armor. And that is, I get bored with fucking women. That's my biggest problem. My biggest problem is that I'm so motherfucking advanced on who I am that if you can't keep up with me, I gotta let you go. My biggest problem is that it's exciting. It's up, but it just drops because I'm beyond the body because getting women is too easy. It's getting a woman is just too easy. So that's part of the board. There's no one that challenges me, and I'll tell you why they can't challenge me, because most women stand on their fucking makeup, clothes, eyeliner, and all of the shit. There's no fucking substance there, so I don't mind elevating them, but I can never solve this, and that would be my weakness. And I have no problem, and I'm not ashamed. Because you know what, guys? And I'm not saying this is game to run on her, but it fucks – guys, let me tell you, peep game. How many women do you know have ever heard a motherfucking man tell them they get bored with beautiful women? That puts them on motherfucking notice. That puts them on notice because what that does is that it shows them – that I got one foot out of the door. Remember the game, guys. Always, she should always have one foot out the door. She should never feel like she has both feet in. She's got to have one foot out, meaning at any time I can get rid of her. I can replace, guys, I do, Now, listen. Now, hold on, guys. Time out. And I want to say this. I know some women, like, all shocked and shit. Ladies, come on. Let's be real now. Y'all do this all the fucking time. Y'all are into a guy, and then you're out. You're into a guy, then you're out. So it's the same thing, guys. It's the same thing, okay? And what I'm saying is, and no, y'all cool. Hey, Braxton, you're good, brother. Y'all leave him alone. B, you're good. Welcome to the show, brother. Appreciate you, brother. It's all love, man. It's all love. Anyway, let me finish, guys. Y'all call it and got the number. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, oh, man. No, guys. I tell all you guys, man. And the weirdest thing, and guys, don't judge me. This is why I didn't even have sex on my prom. It's just, and this is why being fearless is great. Thank you, 165. Listen to me. Can I talk to y'all for a second? Can I tell you my theater number one? Because I got a theater number one I can't get over. I can't get out that theater. I don't know. I think it started maybe in my freshman year. Here I am. I'm like lying with it. I'm over a chick's house. And we're messing around, and you know, and I'm like, I don't even need to be. I don't know, man. It's okay. When I was living in Woodbridge, Virginia, I stayed with my sister for a little while. I was living in Woodbridge, Virginia, and I would drive from Woodbridge, Virginia, in back into Maryland and shit. And when I would go see girls and young women and older women. You know, like even the ones that were in college, I would see them and have them come over and they like start taking the clothes off. And I'm like, nah, you don't need to do that. I'm like, what? I'm like, and gentlemen, listen to me. It's not like thrill of the hunt because that's not what it's about. It's just that I get them so fucking fast, but I don't, okay. Here's the thing. Here's the problem. Here's the thing. Follow me, guys. Let me just say this to y'all. Just talk to me, Joe. I got you. I have a question, Joe. Follow me. See, here's the problem. Because I'm not trying to fuck, they want to fuck. But because they want to fuck, I don't fuck because they want to fuck. Because my conquer mentality realizes if I fuck the woman that wants to fuck me, then she's got the fucking high ground. So why give her that power when I can have it all? So I could be like the average guy and just get between her legs and hook her that way. Yes, but because I challenge myself, I think that's what it is, challenging myself to force her to up her game. So then she needs to fuck me. And then when they need to fuck me, they give me everything. They'll fix their houses and apartments like the way I want it. They'll buy stuff for me. So I automatically win. Guys, let me explain what I'm talking about because I know women understand this. And I'm going to say, hold on, Joe. I don't think y'all understand me. We got to talk on this. Hold on, Joe. I got you on that. We're going to talk on this. Let me explain something to y'all guys. I don't think y'all, let me flip the coin real quick. Guys, listen. There are women out there that have what you call as sugar daddies, right? So there are women out there that have, all right, the majority of women out there can have anything they want from the average guy. But see, here's the weird thing. Knowing they can have it from the average guy, knowing they can get it from any of these guys, they just don't want it because it's because it's so easy to get it, they don't want it. You see what I'm saying, guys? What I'm saying is a lot of, see, women can just can say to any guy, damn near any guy, say, you want to fuck, and the guys will do it. I want my bills paid, they will do it. I want you to buy me a phone, they will do it. I want you to kiss my ass, they will do it. And I don't think y'all understand where I'm, please understand where I'm following where I'm going with this. They have it. They have thousands of bank accounts, but they don't utilize them because they know they have it. Thus, it makes them more, puts them more in a power position to the average guy. Guys, I hope y'all see where I'm going with this. Guys, let me, guys, hold on. Follow, wait, I'm sorry, the thing's messed up. Follow what I'm saying, dog. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Listen what Unc is saying, okay? John, get your question in a second. Listen what Unc is saying, okay? Listen what I'm saying. Listen to this. Because she knows she can have it, she then, like the diamond, teases it, but withholds it to gain more of a power position. Think about what I'm saying. She'll tease her body, but she won't give it away. And because she doesn't give it away, she puts herself in a higher powerful position. So what I learned is that I can tease. Oh, man, I can tease it. But what is the tease? The mall sample. Turn out the lights. You want to, remember, guys, you want to get a sample of me? Turn out the lights, right? Turn on the music. Let my towel, let your tongue be my tongue. Remember, nobody's talking that yet. So I can give her a sample without even touching her to show her why she has got to come off of her high horse and start to worship my throne. Thus, because I withhold the dick becomes a diamond. That's going to be our next show, dick being a diamond. Because I don't think y'all understand that, so I'm not going to get too much into that. We'll talk about that on the next show. That'll be our next show. We're going to talk about why the dick, you should treat the dick like a diamond. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, y'all see as far as my problem, and when I tell women that, they are blown the fuck away, because I want y'all to think about this real quick before I answer Joe's thing. How can a woman defend that kind of fucking remark? She has not even processed to even come up with an idea to even think about that, because where did she run into? Everybody flooded the market with dick. And because my tongue, my lips, and my dick are very important to me, I can give a sample of it, but still withhold it and give it greater value that can also knock her down. Thus, where do you think the reinforcement comes in at? Listen, guys, 170 likes, thank you. Where do you think the reinforcement comes in at, guys? Because once she hears that and then sees this, oh, my God, broken. She's broken. And gentlemen, you want to know why you're breaking like this? Because she's never met him. Right, guys, listen. Nobody on YouTube is telling you this. I keep telling y'all, we give you things that nobody on YouTube talks about. And when you have that on there and you got that attitude like there, you're fucking fearless. And she's got to work to get you. Okay? No, that's not. Hold on, Joe. Let me get you that way. Hold on. Let me help this young man out. My brother, I got you. Hold on a second. Hold on. And Jose, I got you too. Hold on. No. That's not the problem. No. The problem is, young man, I appreciate you. Listen to what I'm saying, brother. You, my friend, don't even realize that the game that your mind is working on you. Okay, like I said before, no, this ain't the game. I'm sorry, I'll take this down. My brother, this is you right now. Let me show you. And this is no knocking. I just want to teach you a game. Right now, you're in this world and town of poor me. You're in this world, in this town, where look at how you're talking to yourself. And I'm good at this. So there's no knock on you. Let me show you this. This is what you don't understand. Write this down, B. I got you. Write this down, B. This is big, brother. Write this down, brother. This is why I want to be at of the line. I want her to have options. And I want to start at the end of the line. Because the impact I'm going to have on her, I'm going to be number one. You don't know. Have you met me? I'm going to be number one. And that's what tastes so fucking good. God damn, that fucking feeling tastes so good. Hey, guys, remember A House of Cards? You remember House of Cards? When he started in the crowd and then he made his way up? Do y'all remember House of Cards? Same. There is nothing like starting last. There is a three... Brother, you don't even see it, and that's why I'm trying to help you, brother. I get so excited about this. Sorry, guys. I'm getting excited. Excuse me. I'm trying to calm myself down. This is not a problem. This is what it's about. I want to be last. I want to be, if she's got 7,000 motherfuckers, I want to be 7,001. I want to be last. I want to be that last motherfucker at the back. Because I know, and here's game, B, peep game, that all 7,000 of those motherfuckers are going to be the reason why I move up. All 7,000 of them, B. Listen to me, brother. I got you. Appreciate you being here. B, all 7,000 of those guys, B, they ain't got what I got. They ain't got the shower lights, B. They ain't got the wine above their bed, B. They ain't got the motherfucking nude pictures on the wall, B. They don't know how to talk, B. They don't know how to make her laugh. They don't know how to make her smile. They don't know how to make her blush. They beat around the bush and bullshit, B. This is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about. Mike, I showed you thing, Mike. I showed you shit, man. You got some more, send it to me, Mike. I'll post it. Tell them to get yours in a second. There is nothing like being at the back of the line. I don't think you understand me, dog. I promise you. Listen, you say it's a problem. To a man, this is what the thrill of the fucking game is about. This is the conquering shit. This is the thrill. This is what make my hair go up, knowing I'm fucking last. Because I know I'm going to be fucking... Motherfucker, I'm not even going to be first. I'm going to be zero, goddammit. I'm going to start at the back. And by the time I get done, I will be not only number one, I'll be number zero. That's game. You don't make other people like you're doing. You're already self-sabotaging yourself by making the excuse. There is, B, listen to me, brother. I'm just saying to you, B, and all you guys. There is no competition. There is no competition out there. My student Mike, my student Tyler, bad motherfuckers. Bad motherfuckers. Unique, bad. There is no competition to them. There is no motherfucker in their vicinity that can fuck with them. So B, when they see a woman, it's not, oh shit, she got other people. It's please have other people. Please challenge me. Because unlike those 7,000 or whatever the numbers are, she ain't getting the dick. I'm going to flip. Guys, not only will I be number one, but I'm going to flip her ass to make her worship my motherfucking ass. Even though she's got 7,000 motherfuckers that worship her, she going to worship me. That's what I want. That's the fucking thrill. That's the thing that you don't see right now, my brother, because what you see is that's a problem. That ain't no motherfucking problem. That is, God damn, I love that shit. That shit, man. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to sound excited, but dog, there is no fucking thrill to a man knowing he's last. I can't tell you that, man. Nah, B, then B, B. All right, B. And guys, let me show you. B, I say this with love. B, I say this with love. B, you ain't got no game, man. You weak as fuck. I'm going to say that with love, B. Say that with love, B. And I want you to listen to your sorry ass, victim ass self. And I say this with love, man. I'm not knocking you, but I'm going to say why you're losing right now. Listen to how sad you fucking sound, as if a woman is not so. So are you God if you believe in that shit? So you get to make the rules of who gets to like women? So every woman that wakes up should get an envelope from your fucking ass that says, oh, I'm allowed to have three guys like me. Do you see how weak and soft you sound? And I say this with love. Because if you were a man, you would see it, but you know what? This ain't for a B. I know, this ain't even for B. I'm going to let him go. Hey, B, this ain't for you, dog. B, this shit ain't for you. I'm going to move on. I'm going to leave him alone because this motherfucker don't want to be a man, so I'm going to keep this shit with the motherfucking men. B, I ask you kindly, just sit in and watch. Do not say anything else in this room. This is not for you, and if you don't like it, please carry your ass out because I only want real fucking men. All my dogs out here, listen to me, guys. Listen to me. This is what's wrong with all y'all weak motherfuckers. See, you can always tell who has game and who has not the hell have game. Because all these motherfuckers ain't got no game. We hear they weak-ass thing, women. They always bring up fucking women. They always want to set a standard in what women should be doing. What a weak motherfucking thinking. And I feel sorry for that young man. He'll never be a fucking man. He'll never be a fucking man. Motherfucker, please shut your fucking ass up. I'm going to tell you one last time, motherfucker. I'm being nice to your bitch ass. Shut your fucking ass up or get your bitch ass out. You ain't got no options, you weak motherfucker. You weak motherfucker. You ain't shit. Fuck you, bitch. Shut your ass up. It's a man's space. Get your bitch ass out. Because if you had options, you wouldn't be talking like a fucking bitch. See, I tried to be nice to him, guys, but now this motherfucker trying to tell me he got options. Man, get your fucking ass out this room and let the men talk. Anyway, let me keep going. Yeah, man, that motherfucker got to get the fuck out of here. Matter of fact, I got to get him out. I'll get him out, dog. I'm sorry, guys. We got to get him out of the fucking room. Anyway, we got to get that motherfucker out. He ain't ready for this motherfucker ism. Anyway, guys, I'm saying to y'all guys out here, yeah, he just need to go somewhere else. This ain't for him. Listen, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. For all you guys out here. Taylor, listen to you. Listen, Taylor. Taylor, excuse me. This is why you lose, brother. Look at what you're saying. Listen. Look at what you're saying to show why you lose. You can't flip anything because you're already flipped, brother. You can't flip anything because you already flipped like a bitch, dog. You're the woman. I'm going to reset the lines in 13 seconds. You're the woman. You're the woman. You cannot flip anything because you're the woman in this shit. Listen to what you're saying, dude. How can you flip the relationship into her work? You can't because you're making everything about the woman. This is why I keep telling. Let me ask these other questions real quick while I continue what I'm saying. I always hear you say, let women know why you want to set up the date. Let her know how you verbally present her in the mindset. I want to show her why she should be fucking me. Then this is, hey, Joe, I'm going to tell you why you lose. Because showing her why she should fuck you is in the fucking question you're asking. That's how you show her why she should be fucking you, because you're clear, concise, impactful, and you're leading her, man. What the fuck are you talking? Oh, my God. I don't understand y'all guys, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. Shout out to all y'all out there. Y'all got a question, go ahead and call in. I don't get it. I don't understand y'all guys, man. Every question y'all have has always got to do with women. And you lose. Fuck. Let me get a Tyler real quick. Let's take a break and hear Beauty Personified by Tyler. I didn't say my boy sent me. Let me see something here. Let's see. Get my dog. Nice, Tyler. All right, let me turn on the music so y'all, we have a Tyler moment. Yeah, Danny, yes, Danny, welcome, Danny. Good job, Danny. Good job, Danny. Welcome, Danny. Yes, yes. And that's why, Danny, I tell you guys, there's nothing like being at the end. Thank you, 264 likes. I appreciate all you guys out there. I got love for y'all. Let's take a moment and listen to Tyler's message. Tyler, please don't let this be moans and shit. I'm trying to keep it at least as clean as possible. Let's take a Tyler moment to show y'all what game is like. Hold on, Tyler. I got you, Tyler. I told you I'd get to you, brother. I got you. Let's hear this shit.
Sorry, love. I was just getting in, and it felt so good. And I was thinking about you, and I started to touch myself.
Stop. Stop. Tell me, again, do you see why we want to be in last place? Do you see why we want all the chips against us? Do you see why we don't care how many motherfuckers are going after her and how many guys she friends and all that shit? Because this is why we win.
And got a little distracted. I can't wait to find out more about what you have planned.
Y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Y'all guys think we're playing over here. And this is why we win. Huh, make sure I got the right one, Tyler. I know you sent another one. Hold on a second. Wait. That's pleasure. Wait, pleasure. Wait, is this from the same woman? 661. Wait. That's Grace. Hold on, Tyler. I know you sent two. Let me make sure I get the right ones. Hold on. Wait, Tyler sent that one. Okay, so wait, both from Grace. Wait, let me see. All right, that was the one I downloaded, Grace 1. I think the second one is Grace 2. Is that from Grace again? Oh, Grace sent two. Okay. Tyler, I'm downloading them right now. Guys, lines are open. Y'all hear what I'm saying, guys. Do y'all hear what Unc is saying to y'all? Do y'all hear what Unc is saying to y'all? This is why we want to be in last place. This is why we never worry. Guys, listen to me. It doesn't matter. Hey, listen, what you're saying is, what is British Madison County? You got to watch it, dog. That's why I keep telling y'all. Watch that, man. Okay, hold on. Big Dog, LM. Let me ask you a question. Why do you understand that you're playing games and you're losing right now? Because you got a woman trying to get in touch with you, right? But she's got a power position over you because you're the one playing high school games. She's taking the man role and calling you, but you're acting like the woman and playing what? I don't understand something about you guys. If you're busy, you're busy. If you can talk to her, let her. I don't understand why y'all guys play these feminine games, dog. Why? What is the? Do you think it's a power move not to answer the phone or something? I don't understand. If she's calling you, there's a reason why she's calling you. Why would you ignore? I don't understand. Let me get to this next question. I'm sorry. I missed it, RJ. I told this girl I have options. I'm cool with – told this girl to have options. I'm cool with that. Now she's saying she only wants me. I'm under – well, what do you think? I don't understand you guys, man. Come on, man. This is not trigonometry. I don't understand, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand, man. But let me. I appreciate it. Let's get back, guys. Lines are open. Let me read some of these things, guys. Y'all got questions? I got you. We're still breaking game down. I got you guys. We got you. But it's important, guys. I want to put you in a fearless power fucking position, and that fearless power fucking position is. Tyler, man. Tyler, I'm not going to show these women. Ah, that blonde is nice. I'm not going to, Tyler, I don't want to show the women and stuff. I'll just show the messages and stuff. But guys, I want to put y'all in a power position. And this is the problem. A lot of y'all got, oh, let me get this shit down. Let me take that shit down and show you some of Tyler's shit. Let me see. What is that? I forgot the number of that shit, Tyler. Let me show y'all Tyler's messages and shit. Let me grab it. Let me see what number is that. That's number, is that 433? No, it's 29527. 29527. All right, let me grab these shit. 29527. All right, let me grab these and show y'all some shit. But guys, this is how we win that. And this is why we teach y'all. Nobody else is teaching y'all, man. Nobody else is teaching y'all this. It seems like most of you guys, unfortunately, which is that kind of concerns me, that you guys are sitting around playing games with women. Why are y'all playing feminine games? Why can't y'all just talk to them when you want to talk to them? Let me see this from Grace. Here we go. excuse me. Grace says she's aching for you right now. Listen to what she's saying, guys. I'm learning and I like what I really don't like. How do I let go? How do I overthink? Excuse me. Y'all see that? I would love to know more about your approach. I learned that it's possible to come in so many times as possible to keep count. Next thing she says, yeah, I'd much rather be with you. Hi there, how's stuff? Look at that. She's like triple, quadruple texting. I'm making for you right now. You see what I'm saying? Guys, what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is how you guys can win. And this is what you don't even see. And the reason you don't even see it, because nobody's ever showed you game like this. Nobody's ever showing you this shit. This is how you win. This is how you win. This is how you become fearless. Steve, I'm not telling you what to do, but a romance show would be the great show. What do you think I'm telling? You don't think this is romance? This is romance. What are you talking about, C? Dog. There is nothing romantic like telling a woman she ain't special. There is nothing romantic in telling her that my lost and found box is other women. There's nothing romantic in telling a woman that you got to work to get this dick. So what do you mean I am romancing her? I am. That's what I'm saying. Dude, just get the coaching and give me your number. I'll call you. Let's keep going. Wait a second, Unique. I got you, dog. See, this is a problem with y'all motherfuckers. Every time Tyler puts something up, somebody always wants to, God damn it. Every time. See, now, this ain't a competition, man. Fuck. See, now you got Unique in it. See, this is what happens with my students, man. This is why I love my students, because they just show receipts because they're fearless, because they don't care. What's going on, Isaac? You say I'm new to the game. I was wondering where should I start. Get your puzzle pieces, sir. Shout out to the 199 likes, man. Shout out to y'all guys. Got love for y'all. Shout out to all you guys out there. I appreciate all you guys. We're going to get you over here. We're going to get y'all to win. We're going to make sure y'all become fearless. We're going to punch you in your chest when you need to be punched in the chest. But we do it with love. We do it out of love because I want you to win. And nobody wants you to win more than me because I want you to learn how to win yourself. Don't worry, we're going to set the lines. I want you to win yourself. Only way you're going to win is you have got to be fearless and you've got to win for yourself. You've got to win for yourself. And you got to stop making all these excuses. Guys, can y'all believe a guy came in this room and said he wants to bottle a woman up on how many guys like? Guys, listen to me. Write this down, gentlemen. Guys, write this down. The more, the merrier. Guys, write this down. I'm going to show y'all some game. I'm going to show y'all some game. I'm going to show y'all some game. Hold on, Danny. Let me get to Danny real quick. Danny. Danny, let me see. I took this girl on 4 dates. I said, well, Danny, come on, Danny. You got to get with the man mindset, dog. You can't do that. Get some coaching, brother. You're the only one that does what I like. I've been frustrated. I don't want to talk and hang out if you want from me. Yeah, I got you, brother. Got you, T. Listen. Wait, I'm saying that's the woman that says this to you? You're the only one who does what I like. I've been frustrated. We don't have to talk or hang out. If you want to fuck me the way I like sometime, it'd be great. Wait. The MePill community, stand up. T, MePill. Shout out to T and the MePill community. Much love. That's why I need to start shouting out my MePillers. I got to start shooting out my MePillers because I'm proud of you guys. I am so proud of you. God, I'm so proud of my guys. Y'all make me so proud, man. Y'all make me so proud. God damn it. I love my MePill community. Shout out to all my MePillers because we're free thinkers. We're free thinkers. Now, gentlemen, I want to show you some game. We're going to reset the lines in 1 second. I want to show y'all some game. Neville, you're never too young. I started at 9, sir. You're never too young to be a MePillar. You're never too young to be free. I got you. Shout out to my MePillars. Y'all bad motherfuckers. Let me get you Unique real quick. She sends a photo. Wow, there she is. So sexy. Look at it. She blushes. Then, see that game? He returns serve by reinforcing and training her. The more you send me photos, the more I'm going to thank you for what you're doing. And then she says, you're welcome. It was so nice talking to you. Thanks for calling. She's thanking him for calling. You're welcome. It was, my dog, you Unique, you my motherfucker. Unique, I fucks with you. He gave her a good. Hey, Unique, man, that's my fuck. Hey, dog. Oh, shit. Unique, I fucked with you. He gave her a great. And not only did he give her a grade, She says, I agree with you on that. Then he said, now it's down to you to make, oh my God, Gabe is all unique. Gentlemen, do y'all see Gabe? Gentlemen, look at this. This is how you talk to them, flirt with them, be romantic. Listen to what he's saying. He's saying to her, it's up to you to maintain the grade. And she says, well, two, to maintain the conversation, right? So let's get to the last part. And look what she says after that. She's still hitting him up right behind that. So I say it's down to the both of us. Wouldn't you agree? And he ain't say shit to her. He ain't say, hey. I love this shit, guys. Guys, listen to me. Guys, this is what I love. This is what I love, man. Look at that. He didn't say nothing, but look what she said at the end of this. I've got to say, I do feel quite comfortable talking to you, which does help a lot. This, guys, this is what we teach you guys. This is where we're at. This